What is always known is that once you tamper with the president of another country who has been elected by the people of that country, you need to understand that there will be consequences. And we have always been clear about that, not only with Putin, but with also with al-Bashir. This is almost a replay. When some time back, the ICC had issued the same, and we were asked to arrest al-Bashir, the president of Sudan, the position that was taken by then-president Zuma was that we are not going to arrest him because we had soldiers in the rest of the continent and also in Sudan. And we also had President Beki, who was participating in the negotiations. And we were very clear, or the government of the day under Zuma was very clear, that to arrest al-Bashir will be a declaration of war and would have put our soldiers in jeopardy. People would have died. But here you have the judges of the Constitutional Court and the judges in this country who never think about the consequence of their own decisions. Now we find ourselves having to be forced to arrest Vladimir Putin, a leader of a powerful country. And the defense minister of Russia has been very clear that should he be arrested or tampered with, that would be a declaration of war.
Professor, you mentioned the situation of Sudan's president, al-Bashir. Did the ICC ever grant President Zuma then the request not to arrest al-Bashir?
No, they did not. What President Zuma did was to ignore that warrant of arrest. And when it was ignored, the court in this country ruled against President Zuma, because he was violating the understanding that we have as signatories of the Rome Statute. But what President Zuma was concerned about were the consequences of doing that.
So, as you said the last time when we spoke, South Africa finds itself in a bind.
Yes, but what we also know is that I do not think Ramaphosa has what you may call the courage or the backbone. What he's going to do is to try to duck and dive. And he is hoping that because of the war in Ukraine, Putin might decide to stay and concentrate on the immediate challenge that he's facing. But all statements coming from Russia are pointing to the possibility of Putin coming. Well, there's every reason to suspect that he may not come. He may be doing this so that Ramaphosa can be exposed to be a man with no backbone.
It's always a pleasure to speak with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.